And today I'm going to preach to you about the blessing of God. You know, some of you might be thinking, well, this message is for babies. Well, let me tell you something. Babies cannot understand my preaching. Although they are fascinated, they look at me like my daughter always says, Dad, I love your preaching. Because I always tell her, when you turn 12, you'll have to come to the regular service. And Junior is like, but she's like, Dad, I love your stories, you know, so she'll love to come. But babies don't understand anything we're saying here today. They just trust the parents, you know, have their best interest in for them. You know, sometimes parents, especially lately, we make these things where we say, well, my child doesn't want to go to church. And I'll let them make that decision for themselves. And I'm thinking to myself, how logical is that? You know, we as parents are supposed to do what's best for our children. If my son, who's almost 8 years old, says, I want a gun, Dad. You know, I want to go shooting. Well, would I let him just make a choice? Well, sometimes he says to me, I don't like to go to school. I'm saying, well, listen, Alex, I made that choice for you. When you are 18 or 21, then you can make that choice for yourself. But for now, it's my decision. And so today, many parents made a good decision to bring their child and let that child be blessed by the Lord. But the problem I have with the blessing is that many of us really don't understand what blessing is. Amen? A lot of us use that word very casually. God bless you. A lot of us on Facebook, you know, when somebody has a birthday, we say, God bless you, many blessings to you, and be blessed. When somebody is going for a job interview, we're saying, be blessed. Some of the parents who are going to bring their children today to be blessed, they were married here. And so we were blessing them as they were getting married. And so what is the blessing of God? In the Bible, in the Old Testament, we see a story of two brothers, Jacob and Esau. Esau was the oldest of them, and there's an interesting story that comes out of it. Jacob was the youngest, so according to the tradition of the family, the oldest son were to receive the special blessing of God. He was to receive the bigger inheritance. He was to receive more the name. He was to prolong the traditions of the family. But the oldest son was Esau. And Esau really didn't care about his blessing. But Jacob, on the other hand, it almost seems like he was obsessed about the blessing of God. I'm just imagining and thinking to myself, was he waiting and thinking? And because the family was already rich. Isaac, their father, and Rebekah, their mother, were super rich. They were richer than some kings. Bible says that some kings feared them. Because this family was rich. So obviously, Jacob wasn't interested in the money. But there was something that made Jacob driven. He wanted the blessing of his father, which was the blessing of God on his life. What is it that Jacob understood about the blessing of God that Esau didn't? You know, King Solomon says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. You know, sometimes we don't understand what the blessing of God is, and we just throw that word very simply, and I don't think we receive the fullness of what blessing of God is. And so Jacob starts thinking about the blessing of God. He knows that he can't have it because he's second, not as much as Esau. He starts waiting for an opportunity, seeing maybe he can get the blessing of God. And one day Bible says that Esau went hunting. Esau was a hunter, a hairy hunter. So if you guys are hairy, you know, just know that you're a manly man. And the father and the father loved Esau, and the mother loved Jacob. Jacob was a cook. Esau was a hunter. You figure, right? I mean, you know, if you're a father, you know, you want a son who would be a hunter. You want a son who would be a football player. You want a son who's be a WWE wrestling superstar. I don't know. And so father loved Jacob. And obviously Jacob, Esau. And the mom, Jacob was a mama's boy. He was a cook. And one day Bible says in Genesis that Jacob cooked the meal, cooked the stew. And Esau was hunting all day. And as he was hunting all day, he got tired and weary. And he came home carrying the deer or the doe or whatever he was carrying with him. And he was super hungry. And Jacob cooked the meal. And Esau said to him, listen, can you give me your stew? And listen to Jacob. Let me read it to you. Can I? Genesis 25. Genesis 25, 29. This is what it says. Verse 30, 31. But Jacob says, sell me your birthright as of this day. So Esau says, let me eat, brother. And listen to this. Jacob, a trickster, Bible also calls him. Verse 31. Sell me your birthright as of this day. And Esau said, look, I'm about to die. Whoa. Really? You're that hungry? You're going to die after one day of hunting? Something about Esau, it gives you an insight of his mindset. That he was a flesh person. He says, if I don't eat, I'm going to die. And Jesus said, a man shall not live by bread alone. There's something he wasn't getting that Jacob was getting. There's something that you're not getting about the blessing of God. Because if you did, you would cherish it. You would fight for it. You would protect it. Esau didn't care about it. He didn't care about it. A lot of us think, well, God will bless me anyway. I can do whatever I want. I can live according to the flesh as much as I want. And then God has to bless me. Be careful. Be careful about that type of thinking. Jacob was fighting for the blessing. Esau was careless about it. Then Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. And he swore to him and sold him his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread, stew, and lentils. And he ate and drank and arose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Later on, we read in the Bible, whenever Esau is mentioned, Bible says, Jacob I loved, Esau I hated. Really? God, how could you do this? Because what? He despised his blessing. Blessing of God is very important. Oh, I feel the Spirit of God in this place. And I hope you're getting it with your spirit. We're talking about the blessing of God. It's not for kids, it's for you. Parents, it's not for your children today, it's for you. The blessing of God. What is the blessing of God? I like to divide the blessing of God into two things. Lower and higher. Lower is material things. And higher is spiritual things. If you read the Bible in the Old Testament, God says, if you follow me, if you obey my voice, in Deuteronomy chapter 29, the blessing chapter, he says, I will bless your fields, I will bless your children, I will bless your barns, I will bless your cows, I will bless your sheep, I will bless your vineyards, I will bless everything that you have. That's material blessing. There's another blessing in the Bible, in the New Testament. And that's in Ephesians, I believe, chapter 1 or 2. It says, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus.